John King is the head football coach for the Longview Lobos. He's been at Longview since 2000 and head coach since 2004. I talk with Coach King about his team and their season, which started with losses to Powers, John Tyler, and Lufkin.
Well, we definitely started off, kind of slow, playing the likes of Lufkin, John Tyler, and, of course, Crimson Ennis, three potential playoff teams from 16-5A. That was a tough start to the season. We had to fight through injuries and off-the-field issues, and we were fortunate to get a win in our last non-district game and, kind of started playing better from there. But it's seen its ups and downs, and it's been one of those strange years. But I'm pleased to the fact that we're able to be a playoff team, having solidified that last week versus Mount Pleasant.
I know we'd heard obviously a lot in the preseason about one of your running backs maybe committed to Baylor, I think, and he hadn't been on the field, I don't believe, for you, has he, because of injury?
No, Jermichael Hasty. Has not played a down for us this year.
Tell us about your offense. Obviously, you've been able to fill in the holes for him, and tell us who's getting it done for you on offense.
Well, fortunately for us, we had depth at running back, and we felt like that would be a strong part of the team coming into the season. Tylan Miller and Marquise Hunter, both two young men, have kind of offset the loss of Jermichael, and we had a couple of young running backs in DeCraven Polk and Travian Webster that have stepped up for us as well.
Who's doing your quarterbacking for you, and how's that gone for you?
Well, Desmond Chumley, who is a three-year starter, he has a lot of passing records here at Longview High School, and a kid that probably hadn't received enough credit for, our success the last few years. He's really stepped up into a leadership role. His stats may not reflect what they did last year, for different reasons, but he's played well, and what the big thing is, those around him are starting to play better too.
How about that offensive line? I always think about you guys, having a lot of really quality linemen over there, and how's the offensive line for you this year?
Well, it's been a steady progression. We've played few different kids at our guard spot, but our two tackles, Broderick Washington and Travian Nelson, they're two kids. It's a returning letterman from last year. Both of them started and have varsity experience, and they're playing really well, along with tight end Emmanuel Gordon.
We know, despite what kind of stats we run up, we're going to really be up against it with your defense. And tell us how your defense has performed this year. Who are some of the leaders over there?
Well, defensively, I feel like that's probably one of the biggest improved areas since non-district play. We finally got our right people in the right spots and found out what they can do and what they can't. But our defensive line's been pretty effective and disruptive most of the year. Our defensive end, Corbin McAdoo and Kevin Sheridan, have played quite well. We got some guys back from injury, Trey Lanier and Omar French are back with us, and that adds to our depth. It starts with those guys, and our linebacking corps got better each and every week, and we felt like our secondary would be a strong part of our defense heading into the season, and they've really picked up their play as well.
KSST Sports.